What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. You can still catch New Surrey Theatre's production of Six. It's the teen edition. It's a full-length adaptation of Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss's Six, modified for performance by teen actors for family audiences. Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. From Tudor queens to pop icons, the six wives of Henry VIII take the mic to remix 500 years of historical heartbreak into a euphoric celebration of 21st century girl power. This new original musical is the global sensation that everyone is losing their head over. Did you groan over that just like I did? Anyway, there's shows tonight, tomorrow, and next weekend. That's at the New Surrey Theatre in Blue Hill. Woodlawn's lecture series starts this week with a session about ice harvesting. It's being held in Ellsworth, in Woodlawn's barn, on Monday, January 6th at 6 p.m. Need more details? WoodlawnEllsworth.org. Have you noticed I have an art crush on Bill Irvine? I've been telling you about him recently because his paintings and poem are on display at the Courthouse Gallery. They're still up until January 10th. But did you know that PBS has a film about him? William Irvine, A Life Behind the Canvas, is well worth a watch. Go to pbs.org to find that film or oodles of other interesting artsy-fartsy movies. Have you resolved to try something new this year? On January 5th at Surrey Gatherings, you could check out an Intro to Tarot Cards class. It's at 10 a.m., and if you need more information about that, surreygatherings.org, and they have a ton of things on their schedule. Something is bound to interest you. Deer Isle Artists Association is resuming their Art Matters program on Sunday, January 5th at 1:30 p.m. Three artists, June Kellogg, Robert Starkey, and Hub White, each of whom have studios in their homes, will present their artwork with commentary. After they've presented, questions and comments from the audience will be welcome, and a reception will follow. If you want more details about that, DearIsleArtists.com. Two colloquies start this week. The Craft of Crime kicks off Monday, the 6th, and What's New in Maine Writing starts on the 7th. But don't delay. If you want to read interesting books and have scintillating conversations about them, register at colloquydowneast.org. On Tuesday this week, the 7th, at 6:30, the Curtis Memorial Library in Brunswick is hosting Magic Words for the New Year, readings by Keith Walker, Kay Tobler-Liss, and Gary Lawless. It's free and open to the public. You can go to curtislibrary.com for more information. Do you have small people in your life? Do you know about Island Meadow Arts? They offer art classes for youngins. You can check them out at islandmeadowarts.com for details. Want to have fun creating art and get to be part of an art show? The Ellsworth Library wants you to sign up for what they are calling Bad Art at the Library. A variety of materials will be made available to make your masterpiece of mayhem, which you can take home or leave at the library to be displayed in the Riverview Room until the 31st. This program is suitable for children ages 10 and up, accompanied by an adult, and for adults. All skill levels are welcome. It's supposed to be fun. The event is January 16th, but sign up today at ellsworthlibrary.net. Do you have an event you want to publicize? Get it onto the WERU calendar at weru.org, and maybe it'll be featured here. It's a simple thing to add an event. The theme music for What's the Word on Main Street is provided by the talented Ross Gallagher. You can find him on social media and see videos of him playing music with Paula Cole. With luck, they'll play around here this year. If so, I'll let you know. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street. Now that you've heard the word on Main Street, get on out there.